Time for an all-new Wrong Number Flirting, of course, every week at 7:30 on Thursdays. This week with Natasha and Matt. Natasha on the phone this right now, who got a text from one of her friends saying her man was with another woman at the state fair this past weekend. Good morning, Natasha. What's going on?
I don't know. I got a text from her on Sunday, and she said, "I saw your boyfriend at the state fair with another female." Yeah, exactly. Some other girl. And we've been dating like about 7 or 8 months. And he told me on Sunday that he was going home for a cookout, and I couldn't make it because I just had to work.
Right.
He never said anything about going to the fair at all?
No. Mm-mm.
Not with his cousin what? Or his?
Yeah, like, somebody, his uncle, his mom.
Something.
Nothing? No. He never mentioned going to the fair at all. Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, I even told him I wanted to go, and he said he just wasn't interested.
So is your friend completely 100% sure that that was him?
She says it's definitely him.
Are you sure you want us to do this?
Yeah, because it's really been bugging me.
Hello?
Good morning, may I speak to Matt, please?
This is Matt.
Hi there, Matt. Good morning. I'm Raquel. I'm calling Spa, and I wanted to give you a call. Of course, we were at the fair, and we had a drawing for an amazing 8-person hot tub worth about $9,000, and you were our winner.
Okay. I didn't enter any drawing for a spa.
I mean, maybe you're with someone that could have entered you. This is a great prize. I mean, you don't have to take it if you don't want, but, you know, right now it's yours.
Yeah, it's okay. I was with someone, but I don't remember entering anything. I don't think I'm really interested.
You don't have to pay anything at all. We'll take it and install it to your home. You know, maybe it was just a nice little gift. You said you were with somebody. Maybe that person just trying to, you know, bring you a little bit of luck. Obviously, it worked.
I can't believe it. I got a hot tub. Okay, yeah.
Awesome. Well, okay. So yeah, I guess she must have entered you. I don't know if I see her name on here, if it was on an email. Do you have her name handy?
Yeah, it was her name was Katie.
Okay. Katie.
And
are you kidding me?
Wait, what's going on here?
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
Whoopsies.
Hey,
Matt.
On the line here?
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. And
there's
you're
a lot
on,
of us.
You're on Wrong Number Flirting. You did not win no hot tub, my friend. You're on Wrong Number Flirting, and that's your girlfriend, Natasha. Did you forget you had a girlfriend?
Oh. Hey, Tosh.
You are unbelievable. I cannot believe this. We have been together for 7 months, and I didn't even want to believe it when she texted me that you were at the fair with another girl, but now I know it's totally true.
Right, yeah, Matt, well, she said her friend texted her saying that she saw you with another female, which obviously was true. Can you explain that?
Well, you know, I was going to tell her that I was going to go. It's just this thing. I wasn't planning on going to the fair.
Why'd you lie to her? You told her you were going to go to something else, that you weren't interested in going to the fair. Why'd you lie to her?
You said you were going to a cookout.
I was
going
to tell her. It just happened to come up. This girl that I work with, she said she'd never been, and, you know, she asked me nicely, and I went, and it was fun.
Oh, thank God you're like this state fair tour guide.
You're such a nice guy. You know, you just didn't ask your girlfriend for permission first.
I guess I should have told her sooner or asked
her
permission.
You guys think it was a big deal? Then why didn't you call me? Why didn't you text me? You have a phone. P.S. motherfucker. You're hung like a tube of chapstick. Hope she had fun with that.
Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You have anything to say?
Well, I guess this means I don't win a hot tub.